Hi, my name is Gretchen Timmer. I'm a senior and I play Dolly.
Hi, my name is Alec Burgess. I'm a junior and I play Barnaby.
All right, Gretchen, for someone who's never seen Hello, Dolly before, give me a brief synopsis of what happens in the show.
So basically, Dolly is a widowed woman. She is a woman who wears many hats. But her main thing is matchmaking, getting people married. And then there's this half-millionaire, Horace Van Degelder, who she wants to marry. And then there are many side characters, and they all get twisted into this tangled web of her plan in order to get married. Everyone starts getting twisted about who's marrying who, and then someone's wallet gets stolen, and then I'm eating a big turkey leg. It's a big, giant adventure. Basically, you just get excited to figure out who's going to end up together in the end.
Alec, the shows that we've been doing here at Holland High are a little more contemporary. High School Musical, Mean Girls, The Little Mermaid. So how is Hello, Dolly different than the other shows that you've been a part of?
Older language and vocabulary. The scenes themselves also tend to be longer and like less individual scenes, more drawn out, large scale scenes. The comedy obviously is not as modern, but it's still a funny show. I still get some giggles out of it here and there. it definitely caters towards an older audience. It's an older time period. The costumes are very different, very detailed, expensive, and really, really, really cool.
I know that that's like not what people typically go for, like to see a show for the costumes.
But these are next level.
But look out, because they are insane, absolutely beautiful, stunning, very, very expensive. And you can also definitely expect to see a giant turkey leg. Again, I will say that I'm very looking forward to.
And the fantastic set pieces by our very own Jeff Hart.
Jeff Hart.
Hart at work every day in the scene shop.
And Greta.
Can't forget Greta Christensen, working hard back there with the occasional help of everyone. We have work days here and there, but he does a great job, and the pieces are going to look great.
When you think about being a part of Holland Theater, you know, how important has that been to your academic career here at Holland High School?
Honestly, I don't really know like how to put it all into words, but basically it would just be finding like my thing, because I came from like a sport loving family and I played sports growing up, and I haven't played in years, so I'm definitely not very good anymore. But I used to think that like that was all I was good for. You know, I was a soccer player, and then I joined theater and I just found love for something that I didn't feel so competitive in, and I didn't feel so outcasted in, I guess, because it's a different type of community, and I just found something I can love to do, I can grow in, and I can also encourage others to do, and I can really just be myself while doing something that I genuinely love to do.
It's definitely really important to me, just be having this place to go after school where I can kind of not really like vent about my day, but it's a little bit more of a relaxed place to be, and it's just kind of like a cool down with people that I love and trust.
People that I love.
And just a good it's like hanging out with friends a lot of the time, but with like a goal in mind and like supervisors obviously and stuff. But it's it means a lot to me.
So I always ask, too, about our slogan at Holland Public Schools, which is, it's right for me. How do you think Holland High School has been right for you?
I've spent my entire life in Holland Public Schools, and I honestly couldn't imagine growing up anywhere else, and it's been right for me because it's given me the opportunity to explore my interests and also be true to myself and meet new people.
I've also been going to Holland Public Schools all my life, and again, I couldn't be anywhere else because I've grown up around all these people, and I couldn't imagine myself being with any other group of people. And just recently, theater as well has come into it as well, and I've been welcomed so warmly. I just felt right there. Like I immediately walked in and I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're all about at Holland. Thanks, guys, for being with us. Before we go, give me the details and where can we get tickets for Hello, Dolly?
Hello, Dolly. You will see it April 25 through 28.
Thursday through Saturday, 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday is a 2 p.m. show.
You can get tickets for $15 online at hollandtheater.ludus.com.
For more information about Hello, Dolly, the performing arts at Holland High School, and just information about what's going on at Holland Public Schools, please visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.